All right. If we can get into a space or a room or a place where we will just use a few minutes of that time to tap into a new level or understanding of who we are at this point in time. And who we are at this point in time isn't cumulative. It's now, who are we? So if our thoughts go into past stuff that has happened, past thoughts or experiences, or even in jumps forward and says, oh my God, I got to have a phone call after this, or I got to do that, or I got to go pick up the kids, or I've got to, you know, do all these things. How am I going to get done before tomorrow and the whole week starts again, the work week? So if you start to jump all over the place with those thoughts, just let them do whatever they're going to do. And what we are going to do is we're going to set the stage for this meditation by thinking a thought of something that we would like to manifest for this today or the week ahead or sometime down the road. It's totally up to you. Because if you're going to be practicing the meditation, then, you know, you can change your manifestation. So we'll trust in the process that the manifestation is going to unfold as per our attention that we put to that manifestation. So you can choose a material manifestation. You can choose, you know, maybe you want a new job, or you want to look at a new direction in your career, or you'd like to have a beautiful relationship with everyone who you interact with, including your family, your friends, your coworkers, your significant other, you know, maybe your neighbors, whoever it is that you want to deepen that relationship. Could be everybody. And, or, you know, your spiritual path, you just want to dive deeper. You've been going into it, but then, you know, you've had some experiences where there's blocks. So if you experience that, just allow the block to be there, but trust in the deity, the archetype that is none other than part of your higher self, that to do the work for you behind the scenes. So some of us can't really visualize. Some of us can visualize sometimes and then we go, I can't see a thing, or I don't feel a thing. I don't know what she's talking about as I'm going through this process. So that might be happening too. Just allow yourself to let go of yourself, let go of control, and just bring in the intention of what you want to manifest. And once you have that intention and you've set it into motion, then just let it go. So close your eyes. Focus your attention on the base of your spine, the tailbone area. You can visualize a reddish-orangish light, or you might feel some heat or movement as you're bringing your awareness to the tailbone area, to the bottom of your spine. You can visualize an elephant-headed being, Ganesha, and allow this energy in this reddish-orangish light now to pour through or swirl around and down the legs into the feet. So from the tailbone area down the legs into the feet, toes. Just imagine it. If you can't see it with your internal eye, just imagine it being there. Something happening. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. गणपताये नमः। ॐ गं गणपताये Now, as you're experiencing this movement in the lower limbs, the lower body, you might feel a pulse pressure inside the middle of your brain or in the spot between your two eyebrows. That's another place or gateway for Ganesha's energy to be felt or experienced. And you may experience a shift of energy moving up your spine at the same time. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. The reddish-orangish light is moving through the legs and into the feet and back up, swirling around, releasing any congested energies that are making you to feel stuck in life. And feel the energy shooting up the spine, lighting up the middle of your brain, the pituitary, the pineal gland, the spot between your two eyebrows, and perhaps the whole brain. You might even feel a slight moving of your body. Allow it to rock or shake or whatever it needs to do. Just be natural. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Om Gam Ganapataye Namaha. Now, bring your attention into your spine, your backbone. And into your brain, and imagine a spear or veil in Tamil. The shaft of the spear is your backbone, and the head of the spear is your brain. The tip pierces the top of the skull. And the light shoots up into the space, releasing any negative congested energies from your inner and outer world. Allow it to suck it up into the space like a vacuum, releasing it from all the cells in your body. We'll call on Lord Muruga to energize this veil, the spear. Om Saum Namaha. Feel the veil. It's as bright as millions of suns, light, energy, and power. Feel the vibration. Allow your body to just rock gently or feel it spinning internally. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya. Feel the veil lighting up the spine, lighting up the brain, shooting the negativity out into the space. Om Saum Saravana Bhavaya Namaha. 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 Feel the heat. Feel the fire. The purifying energy of the veil. Now, as the energy is being released that no longer serves you, we'll light up the backbone and brain with the energy of faith, the experience of utter positivity, positive energy inside your backbone and brain. Tripura Samhara Prachanda Skandaya Namaha. 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 Feel the veil, feel the spear as your backbone and brain. Allow the body to just rock gently. Accommodating this new energy of the veil as your backbone and brain. Now visualize Dr. Pillai standing in front of you. He can be in his light body form or in his physical form, whatever you resonate with at this point in time. Imagine a beam of light entering the spot between your two eyebrows. This beam of light is emanating or shooting out from Dr. Pillai's third eye into your third eye. Receive the light, piercing the spot between your two eyebrows, lighting up the brain, lighting up the veil. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Satguru Babaya Swaha. Receive the light penetrating your third eye, lighting up your brain, lighting up the veil as your backbone and brain. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Feel the empowerment. Allow the body to just naturally move, accommodating the energy of this veil that's on fire, purifying the body, the mind, the soul. Om Aim Reem Sarvalokaya Adityaya Shiva Sadguru Babaya Swaha. Now focus on your frontal lobe, your forehead, the frontal lobe, the front part of your brain, in the forehead area. Focus on the right side of your brain, the left brain, the back of the brain or occipital lobe, below that, the cerebellum, at the back of your brain, and then go into the midbrain with your attentional energy. This meditation process is going to give you an experience, empower you with material consciousness, the ability to manifest. Receive the sound na, na, in your frontal lobe, the forehead area. Feel it. Receive it. Na. 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 Now go to the left brain, the left side of your brain. Receive the sound. Na. 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 Move over to the right brain. Feel the right brain. Receive the sound. Na. 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 Now move to the back of your brain. Allow your attentional energy to seek out the occipital lobe in the back of the brain. Na. 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 Move below the occipital lobe in the back of the brain to the cerebellum. Na. Na. Na 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 Now spin the sound na inside the whole brain. Mentally chant na inside your brain. Spinning it. Now, go to the two nostrils. And go to the mouth at the same time. Feel the tongue inside the mouth along with the two nostrils. The nostrils, the mouth, the tongue. Receive the sound. Ma is in the two nostrils, inside the mouth and on the tongue. Ma, 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 ma. Inwardly or silently chant the sound ma, ma, inside the nostrils, the mouth, the tongue. Now move into the heart center in the middle of your chest. Feel either side of the chest area, the right and left chest area. Receive the sound. Inside the heart and across the chest. Internally, spin the sound she silently inside the heart and the chest area. Now go to the belly. Feel the belly inside the organs, the intestines, all the organs inside the belly. Vam, 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 vam. Allow the sound va to go deeper into the belly. Silently chant or internally say the sound va inside the belly. Now go to the thighs, the legs, the feet. Receive the sound. Ya. 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 Spin the sound. Ya in the legs, the feet. Ya, ya, ya. Internally or silently, spin the sound ya inside the thighs, the shins, the calves, the feet. Millions of changes are taking place inside your body, mind, and soul. Now move up to your brain. Na. 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 Move into your nostrils, mouth, tongue. Ma, ma, ma. Move into your heart, the chest. She, she. Move into the belly. Va. 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 Move into the thighs, the legs, the feet. Ya. 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 Now we'll go into a deeper state, a more profound release. Move into your two nostrils, where they meet at the two eyebrows, on your forehead, just above the bridge of your nose. Visualize a flame. Move that flame into the middle of your brain. Or allow it to just float into the middle of your brain, the midbrain, the miracle brain. There's a form of infrared light at the midbrain that will perform miracles for you. Receive the sound for activating the midbrain. Keep visualizing the flame. The flame is golden in color. Receive the sound. Chant along the sound into the flame. Concentrate on the flame in the midbrain. Now visualize inside the flame in the midbrain whatever it is you want to manifest. It can be a car, a home, job, relationship, health, whatever it is that you desire. Allow it to come to your attention inside the flame. Internally chant silently inside the midbrain. The sound im, although the I is silent. Feel the energy. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. Peace, peace, peace. Peace to the body, peace to the mind, peace to the soul, peace to the environment, peace to the world. Peace, peace, peace. End the meditation. Keep your eyes closed if you like. Allow yourself to indulge a little bit or as long as you want. Take your time to come back. Relaxing your body. Letting go of the spin. Enjoying that new found experience of who you are in this moment. And slowly, slowly come back.